Nicole would cringe every single time I did this thing, but it felt so natural to me. Even though we'd be in a conference room with executives who had the power to hire or not hire us, I'd do this crazy thing and it would just make Nicole so uncomfortable. CEO Nicole was like, "What are you doing?" I'll tell you what it was, why it was successful, and how you can do it too. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up, your 5 minute or less motivational podcast to kickstart your day. So there was this thing I'd do in front of executives that would make CEO Nicole cringe, but made me feel fully liberated. We'd be in a conference room with executives. Imagine this, a long, modern glass table just stretching from end to end, windows wrapping this conference room. All glass table, you have 14 chairs wrapped around it. On the table, you have bottles of water for everybody. You have pens and pads at each seat for people to take notes. Like, everything is laid out. We'd start with like any other meeting would start with. We'd start with basic introductions, go around the table. And to me, it always felt so routine and somewhat stiff. Now, keep in mind, these were meetings before we even had a pilot of the show. There was nothing to physically show them other than the documents, the paper with the concept that we have. So inevitably, after about 10 minutes of chat and discussion, some executive would ask, "So what's your idea?" And that was typically my internal cue, the one that would make Nicole cringe in advance. I'd hop out of my chair, grab another chair, and sit it beside me as if I had a guest sitting right there. And I begin acting out parts of the show in front of them. I'd say an intro and everything. Sometimes my intro was so good, executives would start looking around like, is he actually announcing the person? Is the person actually here? Like, is the interview about to happen? After the intro, I'd say, imagine this. I have a guest in this seat. I'm sitting here. Now to the right is an interactive wall with real-time questions coming in from the audience. And I'd be pointing to this blank wall on the right-hand side. Then I take my left arm and I point to the left wall and say, and imagine on this side, an interactive quiz or voting poll where viewers online can vote and impact what the show does next in real time. And then I'd grab my pen and I'd walk a few steps into my imaginable audience and I'd use my pen like it was a microphone and act like I'm taking questions from the audience, like Oprah style. And then I'd jump back into my chair and I'd say to them, that's the show. It was one of those things that would either be a massive hit or an epic failure. But it was never failing. It was always working. And I just assumed it was my energy and willingness to do this. But after studying the past few years, I've come to find out, after really getting deep into content that you can use and understanding it and studying it, I realized what I was doing is something that behavioral scientists and behavioral psychologists and neuro-linguistic programming scientists do. It's called pattern interrupt. Pattern interrupt is a technique to change a particular thought, behavior, or situation. This technique can give you the power to change behaviors or opinions or assumptions or decisions like that. Like when a pattern is interrupted completely, the person that just got interrupted is left without a next step in their thought process or behavior. And so when you're kind of like jammed, you don't know what to do right away because the natural program just got jolted. Imagine you're driving your car and you're going on your regular drive to work or your regular morning routine, and all of a sudden there's an obstruction in the road, like a tree has fallen down, and now you can't go that way. Well, your pattern just got interrupted. So it forces you now to be open, to be like, oh, well, what other options are being presented to me? And so this is a way of kind of breaking down the typical routine and the typical pattern. It's a very powerful tool to disarm people's knee-jerk defense mechanisms and their program responses and open them up to considering your new product, your solution, your approach, or your idea. So the lesson with all this is to not come off like a crazy person. That would be the wrong pattern interrupt. You can do things like set a meeting outside of the office as opposed to meeting someone at their home base. Meet them somewhere else neutral. Get them outside of their typical environment. Or if you want to ask your boss a question, don't always ask that question in their office. Catch them maybe in the break room. Ask them for a walk outside. Or tell them, hey, when you leave for work, I want to walk you to your car. You want to find different ways to break the routine or insert new energy that's going to make it easier for you to insert your new idea or your new thought. On a more personal level for a pattern interrupt, download my free reflection action plan. It's at marioarmstrong.com/goals. This is a plan that will shake up your routine because it will force you to really look back at 2018 and figure out what you want to change, what you want to get rid of, what you want to increase, help you achieve your goals at a better rate and with more success. And it will help you identify patterns that were probably maybe bad behaviors or bad habits that were holding you back. So if you want to pattern interrupt yourself, go ahead and download that free reflection action plan right now, marioarmstrong.com/goals. Now go get it. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.